Okay, so go ahead.
在静坐的时候，有的时候会感觉到身体无限放大。So
he said when he is in meditation, sometimes he feels his body expand.
Yeah.
就是他一直大到像一个坐在那儿的一个佛像一样，就不再大了。He
said he expand until he becomes like a statue, then stop.
他也不会。
Like he becomes a what?
Like a Buddha statue.
Yeah. Okay.
他也不会有的人大呢，他会说身体感觉像是充满了虚空一样，但是我感觉到就是我的这个体验呢，就是。 他大到就像一个很大的一个佛像坐在那儿一样，然后就停止了，就动了就不动了，就一直维持在那个状态。
Yeah, so he feels his body expands until he is just like the big statue of the Buddha.
Yeah. Why does he stop there?
为什么？他自己就不大，我没有意识去控制他，要他变大或者变小，他自己就是对那一点点那个到了这个地方，然后就。
So he said he explained himself, and then he didn't control, he just went and stopped.
Yeah, I mean, the question I'm going to ask is, yeah, I mean, if, you know, if he's in the expanding, expand as further as he can get, expand the whole universe.
老师说为什么不会大,
don't stop. Yeah, I mean, if you can't do it, you forget it. You know, I mean, try it. You know, I mean, if it starts expanding by itself, you know, just follow the movement and then, go out. Yeah?
Yeah,
it's a very interesting experience. Yeah.
That's just so.
然后因为之前的时候，我是在国内听到过，就是说有的人身体变得很大，身体变得很小的时候，变现象出现，可能就是属于进行病的一个种状态。我想要问一下，这种是不是跟进行病是有没有关系？你是说跟我们叫什么病？对。
He said when he was in China, people say if you feel your body expand or your body reduced to a mini size, this is a sign of entering upajara samadhi, is it?
Yeah. It depends on, you know, I mean, it can be before or it can be, you know, at the point, you know, it can be also even, it can be also one of the chanas. Yeah. But he shouldn't worry about it, you know, he should just, you know, I mean, follow the prescription how to get there, and then, you know, I mean, then he should talk about experience. It's not important what you call it, yeah? The experience itself is that what is important. Yeah? The name is just a name, yeah? But explain him, it's not important, you know, the words, if it is upachara or not upachara, it is, the experience is the important thing. We always latch onto these names, yeah? But what are the names? They are the representation of an experience, yeah? And the names have, you know, we just think about a, you know, a beautiful experience we had in the past, you know, and then we say, and then we feel sorry. It's a name. The experience itself is the important thing, yeah? And whenever you come out of this experience and you feel concentrated and you feel calm and energized, then it's always, you know, always in the direction of samadhi. Okay.
So, 老师说，名词不重要，但是经验，要是你出来的时候，你觉得精神很饱满，那么和你好像你精神很好，那就是samadhi的。
So the experience is important thing, yeah? Don't forget that. Yeah? It's not what it is called. Yeah?
He was saying that he when he expands, he doesn't feel very big. But while in the process of expanding, he was paying attention to the expansion, see?
Mm-hmm.
And
then it stops. He should not. That is the problem of all of the meditators. The moment, you know, I mean, the moment a pleasant feeling arises or something arises, instead of going, you know, instead of staying with the breath or with the Buddha, they go to this and then it stops. It's always the same.
He
said, as a meditator, how is he going to judge whether he is in Upasala Samadhi?
You are in Upachara Samadhi. Yeah? When you come out and then you feel concentrated and energized. So you feel calm, you feel energized, and you feel concentrated. That's when you have been, yeah? And the longer you have been in Upachara Samadhi, the more predominant these feelings are. You really feel concentrated, you know, I mean, you don't want to think anymore.
Yeah?
If you have been only very short in Upachara Samadhi, you don't feel anything.
What?
obstacle.
He said that you did advise go back to the Buddha, but because at the moment his experience of this is not that strong, so sometimes he is able to do that, but at times he couldn't. So at the time when he can't use your method, is there a method that an alternative method that can help him overcome this
hindrances or what? I mean, there's one thing, you know, when you see there's the same kind of experience or the same kind of obstacle coming up all the time, then you can start investigating, after you try. But, I mean, you learn to walk, you know, we overcome obstacles, you know, by trying and trying and trying. And we don't like that anymore because we are so old. We don't want to try anymore, we want to succeed. And that's the problem. But if, I mean, if he, you know, if he really starts investigating the obstacles, I mean, he should be very careful because then he starts to think about the obstacles, and that's not the point. He has to observe the obstacle, whatever the obstacle is, and feel it, and then ask question, what came before this obstacle? And what came before that? Until you find the root of it, no matter what obstacle it is. Okay? What? No? No questions? I mean, that can happen, you know, if the body expands, you know, I mean, when... lots of things can happen, but we shouldn't be interested. I mean, we just notice it and go back to the Buddha. There is no... I mean, we want, for any kind of experience, you want to place, it is so important. It's not important. Completely unimportant. If it is important, we will know. Translate. There are lots of things can happen, yeah. And most of it, 99.9%, are completely unimportant, yeah. And if it is important, we know it. Rely, you know, I mean, in doing our practice, we really have to rely more and more on our citta, not what is going on in the mind, yeah. Yeah, you have to understand, when you practice or when you try to practice very hard, yeah, I mean the kilesas bring up a memory, and then the next thing, you know, after this memory comes up, the kilesas ask, where is it coming from? Why it's a, it must be important, yeah? And we fall for that trick, and then go out, yeah? And that's just a trick of the kilesas. That's why in our practice we shouldn't pay any attention to these things. No matter if it is nimittas, you know, no matter if it is visual or if it's just thought. Just, you know, notice there's a thought or there's a visual image and then go back to the Buddha. When you train that, you know, and then slowly these things, you know, these 99.9% don't occur anymore. But if we go out and ask always question, was it important? Was it important? I mean, you know if it is important or not. Huh? I don't need to tell you if it is important or not. Huh? Most of it is just brought up by the kilesas. And if you find the question, you know, why is it now coming? Then you know it's brought up by the kilesas. Huh? Or what's the meaning of it?
Yeah.
Okay. The second month is very difficult for practice. In the third month, you know, I mean, we get tired, you know, it is boring, you know, and we like, you know, like to have nice experience, you know, and whatever comes up, you know, we take for a sign. But actually it's not. Yeah? Translate.
Yeah. Okay, so that is no more his problem. But now His problem is he feels that, you know, sadness comes.
Then accept sadness. What is sadness? I mean, feel sadness, ask what is sadness, and then you see, you know, if you stay with this feeling, you see your attachment towards sadness. Because there is always, in each feeling, there is something, you know, that is very positive. And there can be something negative about it. It's not a negative feeling, sadness. Yeah? But find it out for yourself, yeah? Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a sign of being so grateful for what has happening that automatically tears are dropping down. The important thing is, you know, when something like that happens, be aware of what is going on in the heart, because it tells you what is happening, yeah? Huh? I mean, you investigate sadness and the sadness is gone, you know, you feel relieved and you feel grateful that, you know, of this, yeah? And then the tears are coming, yeah? Or sometimes the tears come from nowhere, yeah? But with any kind of feeling, you know, what happened before, yeah? I mean, with sadness, what kind of thought? Because feelings come, I mean, they never last for very long. Yeah? They may be lasting for a minute, for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes, yeah? And there's always a thought or memory that comes before it, you know, that brings up this feeling. Hmm? You don't wake up, you know, in the morning and feel sad, yeah? There's a thought coming before you feel sad. Yeah? When you wake up, there's at the moment, you know, you wake up, there's just this awareness, you know, and then there's a thought, a memory coming up, thinking, oh no, today I have to practice again.
Yeah?
Thank you.
And it is not important to find an answer, because you will never find it in the beginning. It is important to observe the feeling and ask questions. What is sadness? Yeah? Don't wait for an answer. And what came before the sadness? And what came before that? Yeah? Always to roll it back. Yeah? That is important. To get an answer, not an answer, you know, then next time you do it again. And you might have to do it 1,000 times or 100,000 times before you get an answer. But that answer doesn't come from the mind. Every answer that comes from the mind is wrong. Okay.